हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्
इन् पञ्चदशी द सेकेण्ड् चाप्टर् आन् दि अनालिसिस् आफ् दि फैव् एलिमेण्ट्स् महाभूत विवेक प्रकरणम् बिफोर् इवन् कमिङ्ग् टु दि अनालिसिस् आफ् दि फैव् एलिमेण्ट्स् दिस् टेक्स्ट् like any other Upanishad, discussed Maya, because elemental universe presupposes the elements. So, Pancha Bhautika Prapanchaha presupposes Pancha Mahabhutani. Pancha Bhautika Prapanchaha presupposes Pancha Bhutani. The elemental universe, the entire objective universe, including one's body, mind, sense complex, happens to be the elemental model. Elemental universe presupposes the elements, and the elements presupposes the power. Absolute power and a power shaktihi, which means elements and the elementals purely dependent on this power for their existence, for them to have the status of being existent. Otherwise, elements or the elementals will be as good as non-existent. They're purely dependent on the shaktihi, power. And this power is known by so many terms in Sanskritam. Prakritihi, pradhanam, Maya, avidya, avyakritihi, avyaktam. Avyaktam, avyakritihi, avyakritam, maya, prakritihi, pradhanam, avidya. Ajnanam. 8 words are used. Ajnanam. See, you are going to have different understanding today. Okay. Ajnanam. Avidya. Maya. Prakritihi. Pradhanam. Avyakritihi. Avyakritam. Avyaktam. So many words are used. In Puranas, we go to Bhagavatam, like Puranas, you come up here the word Pradhanam also. Pradhanam means what? Very important. Minus the power, there won't be elements of the elementals. Therefore, remember the word Ajnanam, all the time you think of what? Ignorance. The word ajnanam always takes you to think of ignorance. Now I am saying the word ajnanam is used to mean the power. Power alone. Shaktihi is known by the term ajnanam. Shaktihi is known by the term avidya. Shaktihi is known by the term maya. Shaktihi is known by the term Prakritihi. Shaktihi is known by the term Pradhanam. Shaktihi is known by the term Avyakritam. Shaktihi is known by the term Avyakritihi. Shaktihi is known by the term Avyaktam. Why the Shaktihi is known by the term avyaktam because the Shaktihi is always recognizable only when it is manifest. And when the power is not manifest, it is non-recognizable. When it is non-recognizable, it is as good as non-existent. That does not mean the non-recognizable power is not non-existent. Non-recognizable power is not non-existent. So always it is there. Okay, now we say the first known avyaktam, unmanifest. And it's also called avyakritam. Why is this Shaktihi called avyakritam? Vyakritam is a past passive participle. Vyakritam means differentiated, discerned, separated, elaborated, magnified. No? So, multiplied. So vyakrita means differentiated. Why is it called avyakritam? When the power is unmanifest, there is the universe, the world of plurality, the world of multiplicity, duality, which is differentiated. Objects which are differentiated from one thing from the other, everything remains as one, undifferentiated. Okay? Undifferentiated. Example, in sleep, when you're fast asleep in deep sleep state, see, only through the model of sleep, you have to understand this power. Maya, Shakti. In sleep, when you're fast asleep, what is there for you? Tell me. What is you do not know you are, you do not know the universe is, but you are. You alone are in sleep. As I'm talking to you, you have to remember your own deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, not in disturbed sleep, not in dream, not in waking, not in daydream, okay, but in deep sleep state, you alone are not knowing anything. You are, does neither you exist for you, nor does the world exist for you. You are. So what is there then? Is there duality in sleep? Is there a knower known division in sleep? There is knower, but without the status of being the knower. There's no knower known duality in sleep. There is no division in sleep. There's no plurality in sleep. Therefore, in sleep, there is an experience. Non-explicable experience. And that experience you can share only when you want. Waking up from sleep, you can talk about the experience. This is Advaita Anubhavaha. There is non-dual experience in sleep. Because this is the crucial time. Now, just to take it to the next verses on elements, I have to talk, make it very clear to you today. So this is non-dual experience. That non-dual experience implies what? No divisions, no differences, no plurality, no differentiation of anything. Non-differentiation is called avyakritihi. Non-differentiation is called avyakritihi. Through that sleep, by analyzing your own sleep, you understand what is, how the power is. Power is non-differentiated. What is there as non-differentiation is nothing but the power. Non-differentiation. So, avyakritihi is a noun. Avyakritam is a participle. Undifferentiated or non-differentiation is what? Avyakritihi is a noun. Avyakritam is a participle. You used to, both the terms to mean the power, shakti. Okay. Avyaktam you understood. Then avyakritam you understood. Avyakritihi you understood. Now, pradhanam. Pradhana means prakarshena dhiyate anaya anena iti pradhanam. That by which, that because of which alone, that in which everything is contained, that shakti in which everything is contained. Like what? The whole elements in the elementals are contained in that power. They were pradhanam. Like how the huge tree, ficus tree or a banyan tree or a huge tree with a huge trunk with many branches with all their leaves and fruits and flowers and whatnot, everything and the taproot, the side roots, the whole tree. Imagine how huge the tree is. It's the tiniest seed. You can understand this. Definitely, this tree was very much there in that one tiniest seed. I'm sure you all know the how tiniest is the seed of this banyan tree. You know that? You would have seen in India. So, the tiniest, the fruit itself is small. And within that, there's so many seeds. You know, like a fig seed, much tinier than a fig seed. And then in that seed alone, you know, sprouts and then once becomes this such a huge tree, means all the potential for this huge tree to become already there in that. It's only example, okay, don't take it very seriously and stretch it. Like that, this inexplicably vast universe of innumerable countless forms, names and functions are contained where? In that only. In shakti only. Meaning that doesn't exist outside of the shakti. It's like pradhanam. Prakritihi. Next is prakritihi. Why this power shakti is called prakritihi? Prakritihi, you know, the word prakritihi generally in Hindi other Indian languages use the sense of nature. Prakriti saundaryam. Prakritika saundaryam means natural beauty. No, prakriti means nature. But here, the word prakritihi, we take it. Kritihi is a noun. Pra is a prefix. Prakritihi, if you take, prakshayate anaya iti prakrishihi. Prakritihi. That by which something is made is called prakriti. Like you can say with reference to pot, clay is the prakriti. The material cause. The material cause is called prakriti. Like gold is prakriti with reference to an ornament. Wood is the prakriti with reference to a furniture. So with reference to this inexplicably vast universe, what is the material cause? What is the matter out of which the whole universe has come into, made, means prakriti. So this inexplicably subtlest power is the subtlest power is the matter for this tangible, intangible power is the matter out of which this most tangible world has come into existence. So we had to say what now? They say prakritihi. Prakriti means exactly matter, material cause. The power to say there is no matter, you understand, there's no matter other than the shaktihi. And how subtle the power is. You can understand how subtle it is. See, repeatedly listening to the Vedanta Shastram will help you understand the subtleness. inexplicable subtleness of the Shakti power. You can't deny because you know in sleep you are. In sleep you are, and that you, how you are, okay, you have to see that bhakti now. That's why prakritihi, prakrishena kriyate anayayati prakritihi. See, each and every word you have to see here. Okay, now you understood that. Now avidya. Avidya means what? Avidya, ajnanam, both the words mean the same. One is, the word avidya has come from the root vid. Vid means to know. Vidya, knowledge. Avidya, and then also that, okay, avidya. And this Shakti does not know what now. And also ajnanam. There is no knowledge of existence of its own self. So this not having knowledge of existence of its own self in terms of I am, this is what now? The power does not have the knowledge of existence of its own self. Therefore, it is what? Avidya ajnanam. That is why it is also said to be of the nature of inertness. Okay. Avidya ajnanam. Now the question is, what is this Shaktihi, Mahashaktihi, Parashaktihi? Now the absolute power, the great power, known by all these terms, avidya, ajnanam, prakritihi, pradhanam. You know, we learned all the words now. Avyaktam, avyakritihi, avyakritam, and last word, maya. Why is this power known by the term maya? Ya, ma, sa, maya. That which is not is called maya. That which is not means what? Does not exist? That which does not, the power which does not have independent existence of its own. Which means the maya implies the power being not countable by itself. The shaktihi being non-countable by itself. The shakti having non-countability by itself is implied by the term maya. The power being non-countable by itself is implied by the term maya. Okay, now what is that power now? Which is there, which is not countable by itself, means what is that power? We understand that shaktihi is reality. I'm not saying reality is power. The power is reality. Is it clear now? That power, shaktihi, there is no shaktihi other than the reality. Power is reality. When you say power is reality, is an equation. The power is resolved in the very reality. When you say power is reality, you have to be very careful. When you say power is reality, there's no shaktihi, there's no power other than the reality, means what is only the reality. Is it clear now? What is only the reality. And that reality alone implied by the term Brahma. Hell, easily, effortlessly, you have resolved Shakti in Shivam. Okay? We're not saying it's not there. We just say there's only reality. So the power is, Shakti is reality, implied by the term Brahma. And that, therefore, when you say the whole universe is elements and the elementals do not exist outside of the reality, outside of the Shakti means, Shakti does not exist outside of the reality, therefore the universe does not exist outside of the reality. You see the order how they developed it? The universe does not exist. So pancha mahabhutani pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha do not exist outside of the Shakti. Means Shakti does not exist outside of the reality. Already we have said very clearly this. There is no, if you go and search for the power, where is the power? Where is the power? Where is the power? You cannot find the reality. Power is reality. When you say power is reality, you are resolving the power in the very reality. Therefore, the universe is not outside of power. Power is not outside of reality. And that reality is implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, when you say everything here is in and through pervaded by the power, when you say everything is in and through pervaded by the reality. And what is the nature of that reality? What is that power? If you say the power is reality is okay. You have to say what is that reality? What is the reality? Which is in the home of the Shakti, power. We say that reality is pure knowledge, pure consciousness. So reality, in what form that reality obtain? Does it obtain? That is why the Shastram helps us arivat reality. Shastram, in all the Upanishads, this fact is revealed repeatedly. It is said, you know, reality, of course, everything is reality. But if you want to discover, if you want to understand the reality as the reality, how, in what form, does the reality obtain, means reality obtains, you have to only arrive at it as the truth of the manifestation. Swarupam of the manifestation. Therefore, this reality, this power which is the reality, the Shaktihi, which is implied by all these terms, which is nothing but the pure, formless, abstract reality alone, is non-recognizable when there is no manifestation. And it is, how do you understand the power here? Only through the manifestation. The power is recognizable. Reality is recognizable only when there is manifestation. How powerful the reality is, how the power is inseparably there, the reality, how this power is as pure knowledge, that is recognizable only when there is manifestation. I told you even in my previous classes, only when the fire burns, when in Australia you would have seen all the time, when now the fire comes, the fire burns things, only you understand how powerful there is. You know, always something happened, the effect, only through the effect you understand the power. Therefore, otherwise power is non-recognizable. How intelligent the boy is when he proves through his exams, when he gets his course marks, when the results come, you understand how hardworking the person was. So always only through the effect, through the result, you can recognize the power which goes with that. Similarly here also, only through the manifestation, you recognize the power, recognize the source of the power, recognize the reality, the power which is nothing but reality. The Shakti is reality. Oh, why does it manifest? That is the nature of the power. Why does it manifest? Why should it not remain pure always? Who can question here? Why there is manifestation? That is the nature of the power. Becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest is the nature of the power. Becoming manifest and becoming unmanifest is the nature of the power. And this power, which is the reality, and the reality, what form does it obtain? Shastram says that is why we expect Shastram, because not understandable, non-recognizable through any means is understandable through Shastram. Shastram reveals something which we cannot understand through any other means. No library, no textbook, no other means can help you understand this fact. Which other source tells you the world? Come on, reality of the whole cosmos is available for recognition as yourself, as the truth of I in your own mind. Who tells us? No, in the Veda Shastram, thoroughly analyzed. Mind is the subtlest manifestations, and of subtlest of the manifestation, there again, highest form of manifestation is what? Of course, the whole universe is manifestation, we talk about it. Even to understand how the world, it's the entire cosmos is manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of the truth, manifestation of the power, power obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. To understand, you need to understand first what is the subtlest of the manifestations. Of all the manifestations, subtlest of the manifestations is the human mind. There again, highest term of manifestation is the manifestation of the knowledge of existence of the self. I don't even say existence of yourself. Existence of the self in terms of I am, I. It's the highest form of manifestation of knowledge. And the Shastram says, go to the subtlest of the manifestations and there again go to the highest form of manifestation and understand what is that manifestation. What that manifestation is. In what form does subtlest manifestation obtain? The subtlest manifestation obtains in the form of a thought. Grossest manifestation is in the form of the whole world, you can say. There are so many varieties of thoughts. They're all manifestations only. But highest of the manifestations, you have to say, I. And there, like, why you have to say, that's the highest of the manifestations? That is the because the existence of any other manifestation is knowledge of any other manifestation is possible only when there is manifestation of this highest form of manifestation obtaining the form of I. As the I in terms of thought. Therefore, this I is the highest form of manifestations which obtains in the form of a thought. And how do you understand what is a thought? How can I understand what is a thought? You understand the thought itself as that which comes and goes. Okay, you understand this knowledge, understand this thought knowledge being there, then it comes and goes. Therefore, this Shastra makes it very clear, if you analyze what is this thought, what is this manifestation obtaining in the form of a thought which comes and goes, and analyze what it is. If you want to know what is this wave, you have to know, if you want to know the truth of the wave, you have to understand analyze what the true wave is. Go to the ocean, stand near the wave, and what is this form which comes and goes? We go analyze, the wave form comes and goes, but still, then you understand the wave is water. When you discover, then the truth of the wave being H2O, whether the water remains as pure water or the water rises as the wave, still the H2O does not undergo any change. That is called changelessness. Similarly, whether the reality remains as pure knowledge, or it obtains as the manifest knowledge in the form of a thought, in the nature of being conscious, the consciousness, being the nature of the reality, doesn't undergo any change. The swarupam, now keeping, retaining its nature, it can rise as the thought, and that is the power of the reality. That is the Shakti. That is the power of the reality. Why does it manifest? That's the nature of the power. That's how it becomes manifest. That's how it becomes unmanifest. So this power of knowledge, reality, which is obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, it is the subtlest and abstract and formless. You know, this becoming unmanifest and becoming manifest is the very nature. There is no power other than the knowledge. And that reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge as a source of knowledge, manifest knowledge, is there in the form of the power. That is why we say Vagartha Iva Sampruktau. You can never separate the power from the reality. It is not countable, means it is not there. There's no, it is not there means what? Reality alone is there. We call, from the standpoint of the manifestation, oh, this reality has this power of becoming manifest. The reality is endowed with the, again, becoming unmanifest also. This power, we talk about it. Now tell me, where is the matter? There is no matter. Understand? There's only Jnanam Brahma. And because it pervades in and through everything, and it is obtaining as the truth of everything, Surupma of everything, innermost essence of everything, it is also implied by another term, Atma. No, Atma eva shaktihi, Brahma eva shaktihi, because shaktihi Brahma eva. Understand? Shaktihi Atmaiva. There is no power other than the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Therefore, if a power is resolved in Atma or Brahma, means now you can understand the elements and the elementals, the whole Jagat is resolvable in Brahma. And you have to say what? The whole Jagat, when it shines, it is reality, manifestality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Manifest is the universe. And the, when the universe is not there, what is there is pure knowledge. Therefore, there's never a time reality is not. Never a time the knowledge is not. Knowledge was, knowledge is. Knowledge will ever be. Pure knowledge, the reality implied by the term Brahman and Atma. Now you don't need to even Jnanam, you know, word can be used. Sadvastu was, Sadvastu is, Sadvastu will ever be. What is that Sadvastu? So that which is always is pure existence. That which is always there is pure existence. And the existence is what? Existence is knowledge. Consciousness, pure consciousness. Always there. So when the when there's the manifestation, why does it become manifest? That's the nature. That is what is the power. Becoming manifestation. Becoming manifest is the nature. That is why you use the term Prakriti also. Why does it become manifest? That's how it can be. Can you ever ask why does fire burn? That's the nature. So becoming manifest is the nature. And again, becoming unmanifest also is its nature. That is why in Puranas it is beautifully said, the whole time for the whole thing to become manifest, for the srishti to happen, and for everything to become manifest, and then it's there. And it is how long the srishti, again for the whole thing to become unmanifest. It takes 14 manvantarani. 14 manvantaras it takes place. Everything has to become unmanifest. in within 1 month itself, we would have come, gone and come many times. That is why you can never, it is not comprehensible at all for a human mind. What is, even within one srishti itself, one manifest, one time, one it becomes manifest, means 14 manvantaras. It is not comprehensible for a human mind. Anyway, what I want to say here, why does the fire burn? That's the nature. Why does the reality become manifest? That's the nature. That's the Shakti. So don't go and search for Shakti anywhere. Okay. That is why all that we can do is we can only discover what is that reality which alone has become the whole, which is in the form of the whole. This is the highest discovery, ultimate discovery the human mind is capable of. But after having discovered what is that only reality which has become the many, the human mind can never discover how the one has become many. You can never discover. Why? Because Swamiji used to say, the discoverer mind will resolve. Therefore, discoverer will not be there for further discovery. That is why how the one has become many will be an eternal mystery. The problem is, now people want to know how things have become, how one has become many, how it has become. That is why within the realm of science, how many ever researchers they do, how much ever they probe and think, understand, they can come out with the new, latest, lots of discoveries, but all the discoveries will be only within the realm of the matter only, in the realm of ignorance only. They can never go the source of the Shakti. Within the realm of the thing they can discover. But to go to the source of the power, source of the power means what? Source of energy, source of power, source of Shakti is a thing but the reality. Because power is, Shakti is the reality. That is why there is no Shakti, something countably separate there. That is why it is unprobable cha maya. And when this reality alone is there, how is the reality? Not knowing its own existence. Now where is avidya? Tell me. Where is ajnanam? Once you understand the Shakti is nothing but reality, you understand as only jnanam. There is no avidya, there is no ajnanam, there is no maya, there is no prakriti, there is no pradhanam, there is no avyakritam, there is no avyaktam. What is actually the pure knowledge. That what is as reality, the pure knowledge. Do you see this? Is it a miracle? Doesn't Shastra do the miracle of helping us see this? Where is avidya? There's no reality as pure knowledge is there. The pure knowledge does not know it is knowledge. The pure knowledge does not know it is knowledge. That is what I'm saying. That is why we say it is avidya. Really speaking, what is only pure knowledge, the reality, subtlest, formless, abstract. Abstract means, I told you that day in the Gita class, abstractness should be understood in terms of not reality being imperceptible, inconceivable, non-describable. What is abstract? Abstractness, there is nothing which is more abstract than the reality. We use the expression abstract to mean anything subtle. But how abstract it is. Imperceptible, inconceivable, non-describable. They were abstract, formless. And in what form does it obtain? You arrive at it only as the source of knowledge. Therefore, it's a pure knowledge. Jnanameva vastu. Shuddham jnanam shuddham chaitanyam eva vastu. And a vastu that alone is existence. Noun. It is not existent. It is a very pure noun. Pure knowledge is pure existence. In which all these forms, names and functions which constitute the universe in terms of elements and the elementals exist, enjoys its existence. When the forms, functions, names resolve, there is pure knowledge. The forms, functions and functions become differentiated, shine, it is manifest knowledge. And that knowledge is what? That knowledge is there as is there in the form of your body, in the form of your hair, in the form of your nails, in the form of your powers. Let's see, power, it's a jnanendriyani, karmendriyani, your pranas, your mind, your thoughts. As the very knowledge I. So where are you? Which is you? What is you? Where is I? To make an ordinary mind understand this fact, finally, in India, as a land of spirituality, how to help an ordinary gross-minded human being gradually, you know, help him grow, become refined and refined mentally, make him subtle person, a person of subtle personality. Finally discover this abstract fact of what is this only pure existence, which is pure knowledge. There is no avidya, there is no ajnanam, there is no all this, you know, how to understand this. There is no I or there is no word. Make him understand, they used this term, Bhagavan, God. This is the fact. Now repeatedly seeing this fact alone will help you resolve the individuality. Repeatedly we have to see this fact. That is where our moksha is there. Don't be frightened, okay? That's why Ishwaraha is again, that's why it is said, Ishwaraha also is only a title, qualification attributed to this reality. This is the fact towards the end of this chapter we have to understand. This is the fact we have to understand it towards the end of the chapter after analyzing the Mahabhutani. So before the textbook starts analyzing the Mahabhutani, in the very beginning itself, we talked about this Shaktihi. And then even though the Shaktihi is specially taken and analyzed, and then you have to talk about the Shakti, then you have to show there is no Shakti other than the truth. Means, it resolve the Shakti in the, like how burning power you resolve in the very fire. You don't see something called burning power separately outside of the fire other than the fire. Similarly, the illumining power is the sun. Here manifesting power is the reality. Manifesting power is the reality. Wielding power is the reality. And through this power alone, we can understand what? The manifestation. You go and search for what is that power. The manifestation, power of manifestation. What is the power of manifestation? You see the manifest world, you understand what is the power of manifestation. Then you go and search for the source of the power. See, searching for the source of knowledge is what? Searching for the source of the power of manifestation. And the searching for the, when you say, what is this knowledge I am? When you say, what is the source of the manifest knowledge? When you say, you are searching for source of the power of manifestation. And the searching for the source of manifest power of manifestation is what? Searching for the source of power is discovering the truth. If you go and search, where is the power? Because of which manifestation is possible. If you ask, there's no power other than the truth. That's how you resolve it. Only through the manifestation, you search for the power of manifestation. And if you, by searching for the source of the power, you arrive at the power. That's why Shankara has to initially say what now? Maya, the Shakti, always Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam Ishwaraha. Ishwara, the Lord, is the one who is endowed with the power, we say. Therefore, the word Maya itself has come. And the people couldn't understand this. So they say, what is this Mayavadi? We talk so much about this Maya. Why you have to talk about Maya? It is this power you have to recognize, and this, then you have to see there is no power. Power is the reality. How can you arrive at the reality if you do not see the power? How can you arrive at it? How the burning is so destructive and damaging, you understand the fire only through its power of burning. It becomes a means. Only through manifestation, reality is recognizable. When there is no manifestation, reality is non-recognizable. You understand the fire only through its power of burning. Otherwise you can't understand it. And here reality happens to be the abstract and subtlest. There is no way of understanding it, because the mind which is trying to understand itself is what? One of the manifestations. Human mind is the subtlest of the manifestations. And it is endowed with the highest form of manifestation in terms of knowledge I am. Still, the mind itself is what now? One of the manifestations. And this mind has to be used to discover what? The subtlest reality. Power has to be used. Shakti has to be used. Shakti has to be understood as the power of manifestation. What is that power because of which manifestation is possible? Through the manifestation, you search for the power of manifestation. And through the power of manifestation, you arrive at the source of the power. You arrive at the source of the power, you stop searching. That's why Narayana, Narayani. Know why? Having arrived at the source of manifestation and you stop. Why? A human mind cannot go probing further anymore. The search comes to an end. Afterwards, nothing needs to be discovered. nothing can be discovered. That's why we call it paravidya, absolute knowledge, discovering the source of the power of manifestation is the culmination of the search on the part of the human mind. Nothing can be discovered further. Why? In discovering the truth, who is the discoverer here? Who is the one who wants to discover here? It is the human mind. The human mind is involved in this function of discovery. And that, therefore, the discoverer will resolve. The discoverer will be resolved. Therefore, further discovery is not possible. That is why we say, and there, from the standpoint of what you arrive at as the reality, repeatedly you see, this reality, abstract reality, the source of this power is nothing but this pure knowledge, which does not come and go, which is always there, eternal. Therefore, there is no time. There is no time from the standpoint of the reality, this pure knowledge. There is no space from the standpoint of pure knowledge. There is no other all forms, names and functions which exist within the realm of time and space or nothing there. From the standpoint of the reality alone is, which is pure existence, pure knowledge. There's no I, there's no Jagat, there's no Ishvara. That is why Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat, Swarupa, Aikya, Pratipadanam Eva, Shastra Lakshyam. So the aim of the Shastram is to help you arrive at the oneness of the truth of the Jiva, Jagat and Ishvara. Where is the Ishvara other than the truth? Where is the Jagat other than the truth? Where is the individual other than the truth? Where is the Jiva? Where is I? Where is the mind? Where is Shakti? You have to resolve the power. You have to resolve all the manifestations. You have to resolve all the thoughts. You have to resolve the most tangible, grossest material universe, and the elements and the elementals, everything you have to resolve in. Ultimately, choicelessly you have to resolve only in this abstract, formless, all-pervasive, only reality, which is pure existence, obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge. Now, what do we need to do physically here? Tell me. Now, I've been talking to you. You are with me understanding every step. What did we need to do physically? Purely cognitive, isn't it? Physically, you're sitting and placing attention in the talk. Standing takes place. Doesn't it take place? Does understanding take place or not? This is the next level of understanding. You come out of the class slowly and you have to see that you can resolve. Of course, you can be objective towards your own appetite, hunger, thirst, fear, anxiety. Where is the anxiety? Where is the fear? Where is the hunger? Where is the appetite? Where is thirst? Where is Ishvara? Where are these innumerable, countless natural phenomena? Where are these planets? Where are these galaxies? Where are these stars, sun and moon? Where are these mountains and rivers? Where is this world? Where is affliction? Where is pain? Where is sorrow? Where is it? Where any experience is? Where is the experience? Where is anubhavaha? Anubhavaha. Where is the anubhava? Where is the experience? What is experience? Where is experience? Experience is the abstract, formless reality, the knowledge, the consciousness. The object of experience is the tangible, grossest, the tangible consciousness. How is it possible? That is the power of manifestation. And the power of manifestation is reality. That what is only reality. What is there is only Brahma, impermanent Brahma. What is there is only the reality obtaining in the form of pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness, which alone is there. From the standpoint of the reality. From which standpoint, I have to be very careful. From the standpoint of the world, world is as though. The standpoint of reality, what is only the reality. From the standpoint of the ocean full of waves is as though. The standpoint of water, what is only the water. This is what vision of objectivity. Having the being endowed with the vision of being objective. Which are the truth, which is objectivity. Vision is being endowed with the vision is being objective. Being endowed with the vision of the truth is being objective. And being objective is not being subjective. Not being subjective is not being bound. Not being bound is being free, which is freedom. Okay, this is the basis. And with this understanding, we have to proceed to the text to start with our elements. Bhuta Srishti has to come. And the whole, even though the whole chapter is entitled as Mahabhuta Prakaranam, Mahabhuta Viveka Prakaranam, suppose analyze the elements, and before analyzing the elements, the Maya was discussed. Therefore, but in this context, we have to resolve the Maya as the very Shakti as the reality. We have done it today, and we'll now with this understanding, we'll analyze the elements again the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. You know, that's why in Durga Suktam Bhagadevi's name is Agnihi. No? Devi's name is Agnihi. Om jata vedasse sunava maso mamarati yato nidahati vedaha sanah parshadati durga nivishwa nave vasindhundhuritat yagnihi tam agnivarnam tapasajvalanti vairochanim karma palesu jushtam De Durgam Devigam Sharanamaham Prapadye Sutarasitarase Namaha. There, Devi is looked upon as Ishvara. Shakti is looked upon as Shiva. Very reality. Ishvara. And Ishvara's name is what? Agnihi. Agnihi is a Ikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. It's a master gender word. Agnihi means what? We know Agnihi means fire. The fire is called Agnihi because Agre Ahutayaha Nayati Iti Agnihi. In Vedic language, fire is actually Havya Vahanaha, the one who carries the Agre Nayati Iti Agnihi. And here, Bhagavan is called Agnihi. Why? Because one remaining as the foremost reality, that which, you know, leads everything is called Agnihi. Vinayakaha Agnihi means the same. That obtaining as the foremost everything, that which sustains and maintains and leads everything is called Agnihi. Fire is called Agni, that's a different name. But Bhagavan, reality is called Agnihi.